Welcome back to the NFL News Podcast. We got some big news today, so no time for a long intro. Let's get into the episode. I'm sorry I wasn't able to upload the last 2 days. There was just like not that much news. So the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, I think, announced effective Sunday, so Sunday this was announced, that all professional sports teams in the state of New York can begin training camps while following the appropriate health protocols, which means the Bills can now reopen their facility, but they're only in phase one, meaning they can only, the no head coaches or anything. Only 75 people are allowed there. No head coaches, to make everything fair. And I believe you're only allowed to go there if you are a strength coach or you're having rehab or something. And also in that same category, today, the New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy, has announced that effective today, all professional sports teams in the state can begin training camps while following the necessary health protocols. They're joining the multiple states who have reopened, and possibly the Giants, Jets, and the Bills can now possibly reopen their facilities soon. Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods played against Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson in the match Champions for Charity. They basically did this golf game. Lots of trash talk. It was really fun to watch. Tom Brady hit an amazing shot, but they ended up raising $20 million for coronavirus funds. And Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods did end up defeating Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson, but it was really fun to watch. Today, the Jaguars and the Ravens are reopening their team facilities, joining the multiple people who have reopened their facilities. Again, not only allowed to have, I believe this is true, I may be wrong, but I believe you're only allowed to be there if you're doing rehab or if you're a strength or coach or something like that, just to make it fair for all the clubs or teams, just to make sure there's no unfair advantages or anything. Hopefully the Jets, the Giants, and the Bills are next to reopen their facilities, but it's looking really good for the NFL right now. The Bears are expecting to play both of their quarterbacks in the preseason, which should make their QB battle more interesting, because they got Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky. Don't know who's going to do better. So they just got to see how they do in the system they're running, which I think is a really good idea, because it's a real battle, because Mitch Trubisky has been the quarterback for the last 3 years, I think, but he has struggled. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, but he's not used to their system. So it really just adds a little spice to their quarterback battle. The Saints have signed linebacker Anthony Chiquillo, I think is how you say it. I'm very bad at pronouncing names. Today, and they also placed outside linebacker Noah Spence on the reserve/non-football injury list, and it does not count against their 90-man roster. So they basically just signed Anthony Chiquillo to replace Noah Spence, but they really are just trying to just keep up with the Bucks. At least this is what I think they're doing. They gotta up their defense to compete with the Bucks offense, because they're playing them twice a year in their division. And then they're also doing the offense, but that's not important right now. The Lions may turn Jamal Agnew into a full-time receiver. Peter King broke the news in his weekly Football Morning in America column Monday after the Lions allowed him access into a virtual wide receivers meeting for the Lions. Jamal Agnew was on the call. Agnew has played 30 offensive snaps in his career, mostly as a gadget running back and offensive weapon, and 207 snaps at cornerback, and 441 as a returner and core special teams player. So he's a very fast player. He played running back. But also, he can catch because he plays returner, also running back, he catches. But he played DB, so he knows how to beat a DB, I would assume. He knows how to do that. He knows what DBs do and stuff like that. So it could be a really good move for the Lions, moving him to there, because I could see him as a wide receiver. But, yeah, I think that's going to do it for this episode of the NFL News Podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. There has been not that much news in the last 2 days, but other days there has been a lot of news to cover. So thank you for listening to my podcasts, and yes, see you next time. Goodbye.